So what's going on, people? It's your boy, Nikon Don.
It's Jasmine Trinay.
And we're back. This is season two with His and Hers. Woo!
We are back. Did you miss us?
Yeah, did you miss me? Did
you miss me? Just a little bit.
Nah, but it's been a good little moment since you've seen us.
Right. How what was it like on your break?
On the break, yeah. What'd you do at your break?
Didn't you like travel? Didn't you go somewhere?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was at Hawaii. Went to Hawaii.
Ooh, how was that?
It was dope. It was got a little story about that, but it was dope and kind of, and it was an experience to remember.
You want to give us a quick recap?
Not
of
a good way. Or actually, I'm not going to define it not a good thing, because the way I look at it is always a blessing in disguise. So the but it was definitely. Took a little minute to get there, let's say. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah.
But all right, so now I'm gonna just tell y'all, fuck it, right? So now, on the way to Hawaii, right? So, I had to take 3 planes, technically, to get to Hawaii. So, from Raleigh, North Carolina to Detroit, to Seattle, and then it was supposed to be from Seattle to Hawaii. So, but the thing about it is that from the plane from Detroit to Seattle, as you know, I got sickle cell anemia.
Right.
I got a crisis. Mm-hmm. So sickle cell crisis, for those who don't know, is like just the most intense amount of pain that you can't even think of. Let's say it like that, because I don't know no pain that compares. I've broken limbs and slept on it. I've broken a leg and went to sleep and worked on it and got up and went to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
you was in some bad pain.
It's in like a sickle cell crisis. Like, I don't know how to explain. I'll have to take a whole nother episode to explain
that
to y'all the type of, I can't explain the feeling, cause it's nothing. I've never felt the feeling before. Other than this is the only way I felt this feeling. And I'm pretty sure nobody else has felt the feeling like it. You know what I mean? Because that's how, like, it's its own thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's how much is its own thing. Like, you're like, oh, when you break an arm, you know what it feels like to have a broken bone.
Right.
And a broken bone's pain doesn't compare. Just like I'm pretty sure women that go through pregnancies or whatever, you know, or giving birth, they think of the feeling like, yo, this is a feeling you never can, you can't explain the feeling. But I'm pretty sure you could explain that feeling, because there's other things that happens down there that it's comparable to, it just may be extrapolated. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's an incomparable feeling. Like, you, like, I'm pretty sure a woman can explain how that feels, like, you know, like to give birth, you know what I mean? So just based on that, what's happening when they're giving birth. I don't know. Like,
I've never given birth.
So yeah, right. And I don't know, because I'm not a woman, right? So it's kind of like, I don't know the feelings of what it feels like.
And I don't know either.
To have sex for the first time, I don't know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as from a woman's perspective. So, but the things that's happening to your body, it's an outward thing. It's a thing that's happening outside. Even though it's inside, it's like a, it's physically happening to you. Mm-hmm. The thing that is happening to me when I'm having a crisis is a cellular thing. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing I can place it with to say it feels like this, but in a way like this too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an idea. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I only know this is this pain. You know what I mean? But anyway, so, but it's a type of pain that will cripple you. Like, literally make your body go numb. It's the type of pain that you will pass out from. I've passed out from this type of pain before. Like, literally just woke up. Like, not, I went to sleep. I didn't realize I was asleep. I just woke up. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's your body shutting off. Like, if you ever, I don't know if anybody's ever been through that. Like, there's a few people who's been through that. Like, been through so much pain that they pass out. Like, people that get shot do that.
I mean,
people
that's,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they go through shock where their body just cuts off because the brain can't process it so much. And
exactly.
they just shut down. So I've been in that space before with this type of pain, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and the thing about it is that I do very well at hiding it. So that's the thing, right? So this is, just pay attention to me saying that.
Okay.
I do very well at hiding it. Like, people don't notice about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, even me telling y'all, this is probably some of y'all first time even hearing me say it. You know what I'm saying? So, and I've been like my whole life that way, right? There's cousins and relatives that didn't even know until they see me in the hospital or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Like, I've almost died from it. I've, like, all that, right? So, peep game. So something that I hired from people, just keep that perspective in mind. Like, that's my mentality about it. Like, nobody sees it. I take care of myself. I do da-da-da. So, it's very vulnerable. So even me talking about it, and that's why I'm making jokes of it or making light of it, because it's uncomfortable for me to talk about, even still to this day. Mm-hmm. So, just notice that, right? So, this is me being vulnerable with y'all. So, just bear with me. Now, that's why it's even taking me a long time to get through it. But anyway, we're going to try to speed it up. So, now, So, I don't like anybody seeing me like this, right? And as a kid, I would be the type of kid. I was the type of, not even, even when I was that young, I was the type of man, too, into my adulthood, that I would overcompensate the idea of what it looks like to be weak, right? So, transmutation, right? Like, if you know what transmutation means, it's like your internal feelings looks a different way on the outside, right? So, my insecurity with looking weak looks like on the outside that I'm strong. You get what I'm saying? Like, so everything I would do outwardly would be like, I'm physically strong. So I'd go, oh, you want me to just lift it? Even though it's heavy to me, or even though it's something heavy, I would go to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to look weak. Or if it's something that would cause strain on me or stress on me, I would do it. Or I overwork. Like, people tell you that work around me. Like, I go up above and beyond. Call it, dude. We did a power shoot. I was in there for 12 hours shooting nonstop. Didn't eat, didn't stop for nothing. Like, I just shot. Right or wrong. Mm-hmm. So that is a transmutation of how I feel internally about dealing with something that I feel like I'm in a weakened state about. So there's a little gem for y'all, a little mental health gem, emotional interpretation for y'all. Gotcha. Y'all, you know, y'all take that with y'all. But this is what we do as human beings. We do that. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? We'll take something that we feel away internally. We may not know that we're doing it, but on the outside, we're doing something else and it looks away to other people, right? Uh-huh. But they don't know that's coming from this. Like, so that's the truth about why I work so hard, why I hustle so much, why I go so hard. It's because I don't want to look like I'm using it as a crutch or an excuse. Mm-hmm. And that's the mental, internal feeling of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But so it looks like on the outward, everybody else sees I'm a hustler. Mm-hmm. Nobody sees that I feel a way about looking weak. You know what I'm saying? They see me be a hustler. So that's transmutation.
Yeah.
So now, So take that. That's the type of person I am, that I've become because of this.
Right.
So now, I go, and I haven't had a crisis in 4 years. That's another thing. I was doing so good. So I haven't been in the hospital. I'm not going to say I haven't had a crisis. I haven't been in the hospital for 4 years. And Jazz knows me. I don't go to the hospital for the light ones. Like, if I can sleep it off, I'm sleeping it off. You know what I'm saying? If I could just stretch a little bit, it'll go away. I could work through it. She knows that I'm not, those aren't crises that I'm going to the hospital for. Like, mm-hmm. I have a very high threshold of pain. So I only go to the hospital when it's bad. Like, I can't move bad. Like, I'm stuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Legs don't work type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Body can't work, can't function properly. Like, that type of pain is the only time I'm ever asking to go to the hospital or calling the ambulance or doing anything that has to deal with medical attention. Mm-hmm. It's the only times, right? Mm-hmm. So, this is one of those times. So, this type of crises I haven't had in 4 years. That's what I mean by it. So, I haven't been in the hospital in 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, I'm in the airport, right? Or I get off the plane from Detroit to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I feel it. Like, it's like, I can feel the crises coming. It's like, dang, not now. Why I got this? So, I'm trying to get in front of it, right? So I always carry medicine on me, my pain medicine. I can get my book bag and my pain medicine. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't do this. I'm not condoning pill popping. But I pop 2 Percocets, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, they don't even, like, the milligrams they give me for my pain, they don't sell. Like, they can't give you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I only can get it because it's under doctor. Where every time I go, I have to get, you know, this is a controlled substance damn near.
Gotcha, it's a high dose.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's a high dose is what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. This is the closest legal amount they give me. So I took 2 of these, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I was trying to catch it before it got so bad. So I'm trying to numb myself pretty much before I get on this next plane. It's the 3rd plane I had to get on. And so I'm sitting in the airport, right? And I'm trying to wait for it to come. Wait for the pain medicine to kick in. Mm-hmm. The thing about sickle cell crisis is that it's a vascular problem, right? So peep game, this is just the science behind it. The problem is in my veins. Mm-hmm. So how can this pain medicine probably digest or dissolve and get in my bloodstream to do what it needs to do? Because that's what carries medicine through your body, is your bloodstream. Mm-hmm. The problem I'm having is in my bloodstream. Specifically, this moment, it's in my chest, so my heart is not doing the right thing. Like, all my lungs and my heart is not doing, it's not doing it properly. Doing what your heart and everything is happening properly, if y'all listening. Your body's doing something a way it's supposed to be doing it. Mm-hmm. Mine's is fucked up at this moment, right? Not in this moment, but in that moment. It's messed up, I'm totally jacked up, so it's not, my heart's not pumping. I can feel the irregularity. In my heart. I said it right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can feel that going on, like, in my body. I'm conscious of those things, right? Mm-hmm. So, my heart's not pumping blood properly. The problem of my blood is that my red blood cells are in a sickle state, which they're not carrying oxygen or carrying the things your red blood cells carry through my body properly. Mm-hmm. So, the pain medicine is taking crazy long to go through my body. That's the problem. So I never received the pain medicine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So because of that's the functionality of sickle cell. Like, that's what happens. Like, that's the actual problem. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I don't get the double dose of pain medicine. I got to deal with the pain. So it never gets through my body. So I sit there, literally. I sit in the first seat so that, in my, this is my thought process. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get, the pain medicine going to kick in. About time I got to get on the plane because I have a 2-hour fucking thing, like
layover
mm-hmm. right? So the layover gonna take a minute. So I'm calculating that, like, yo, the pain medicine should be in about time the plane gets here. So when I get on it, I'm gonna take 2 more. This is my plan so I can get through the flight, right? Pain medicine never comes, never kicks in. So now the flight comes, or the plane comes, they let off the passengers off of one plane, and the passengers for the plane I got to get on are in line now. So you know how many people fit on the plane? It's about 100, 150, 200 people fit on one plane, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say. They're in line. 150, 200 people get off a plane. I'm sitting in the seat right there in front of all these people going through this. About time, this moment, I got to call for help. Luckily, there was an angel there, Miss Karen. I appreciate you so much. I love you to death. I love you for life for this. Even to this day, I text Miss Karen every Sunday or Monday, and I tell her I love her and thank you. Like, from this moment till now, I do this, right? Or from the Hawaii trip, after the Hawaii trip till now, I do this. Mm-hmm. So, it's been like a month almost, right? Mm-hmm. So, because of her in this moment, she saw me, and she was with the group I was going with in Hawaii. She converged in Seattle too. She was about to go to Hawaii with the same group that I'm a part of. Mm-hmm. We the only black people damn near on the trip, so she knew. We are exchanged words before it got so bad, right? Before, like, when I was still able to talk. Now's the point I can't talk. Like, I can't breathe. I can't talk. I'm bent over like this, going through. I'm like calling her. She comes over, say, "You all right?" Only thing I can do is, nah, like, only thing I do is shake my head. I can just body gesture like that. I call Jazz, right? So, Jazz, I think I called you right before this, right before Miss Karen came,
you
right?
You called me while you can still talk.
Yeah, I called her while I still could talk, yeah. So I'm telling Jazz, like, yo, call Miss Woods. Like, this is the people who booked me to go to Hawaii. Call the client, tell them I ain't gonna make it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's over for me. This is what I said, right? I was like, it's over. Like, I can't get on this plane. Like, this is gonna be bad. If I get on this plane, I might die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of bad it is. Like, because the pressure in the cabinet only going to make it worse. Mm-hmm. So, and you got to think about it. Like, sickle cell, like, my red blood cells are depleting by the minute. Like, that's what they're doing. They're being destroyed. This is what the cramping in your cells is. So, it's like the blood clots and everything. My blood cells are clumping up. They're dying. So, they're not carrying oxygen. So, I could literally die. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, it was a moment. This is what I mean by it's a moment that I appreciate. Because I believe, it's going to sound weird, but the fact that it, because I was good up until they let off, until we was about to get on the plane. I was still thinking, wasn't I? Because I called her 20 minutes before that, 30 minutes before that. I was like, yo, I'm going to try to just, I'm waiting for the pain medicine to kick in. I'm going to just jump on the plane to get to Hawaii, then I'm going to rest up. Right? That was the plan, right? Mm-hmm. get the people I know. Like, let's get to somewhere where there's people that I know that care about me. I can get good. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. I'm in Seattle. I don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? I just met this lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was just off of, you with them? I'm with them? Yeah, okay, bet. Mm-hmm. That's the only words we exchanged. You know what I'm saying? Then I was back in my box trying to meditate, trying to block out the pain. You know what I'm saying? Which is a whole nother thing. But I'm trying to get in my space to deal with it, right? Couldn't get that moment. Call Jazz. Yo, Jazz, it's over for me. Call the airport. Tell them I need an ambulance. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that. Like, because I'm Jazz to call it. She's like, what airport you at? She going crazy because she a nervous. She a antsy-pantsy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got anxiety. I don't know what to call it. I'm trying to be nice about it, but she got heavy anxiety. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, she was going crazy. She getting frantic. Oh, my God. Da-da-da. Like, I'm literally by myself in Seattle. So, in the airport at that, right? Now,
I'm a high-functioning
anxiety person. She's like, she going up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Jazz, da-da-da-da, just do this for me. So, she's doing her thing on her end. Like, 10 minutes later, this is when I'm like, the people getting off the plane, people getting on the plane, all this is going on, I'm like, it's over for me. Right at that time, it ramped up, like, to it, like, bruh, I gotta go to the hospital. Now it's not just, I needed to go chill for a second. I gotta go into the hospital. I might need a blood transfusion. This is the type of, now I'm on this, like, bruh, like, it's over. Like, I need to get IV fluids. I need to get tested, make sure I don't got to get no blood transfusion, all that stuff, because if my blood cells get too depleted, I will literally die. Like, there's nothing carrying oxygen through my body at that point. So, now, I see the lady Karen. I call her over, boom. She like, yo, so about at this moment, this convergence, I didn't know Jazz already had made the call. Like, they're already understanding there's a problem in the airport. They don't know where it's at. They didn't know it was at the gate, because when I called Ms. Karen, she said, yeah, there's somebody saying, they're at our gate. They're listening. Oh, that's him? Like, the one of the dudes, he was like, and bless him too, because he was a godsend as well. Like, the one of the guys that worked at the airport, he was on it. Like, he was like, oh, there's something. Yeah, they said there was somebody at our gate. Da, 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 da. Boom. At this point now, the workers of the airport are helping me. Like, oh, you okay? That I'm like, nah. Like, I can't talk. Like, the more I talk, the more it hurt. Like, that's the thing with sickle cell. It's in my blood cells. Your blood is pumping constantly through your body. Mm-hmm. This is a non-stop pain. Like, it doesn't go away. Like, there's nothing that makes it go away. People say, how can we soothe it? There's nothing you can do. I have to stop breathing for it to stop. That's the only, my heart has to stop beating for the pain to stop. That's what I mean by, I can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything would sound backwards. Like, it would sound like, you must want to die. This is the only way you get rid of the pain. And in the moment when you're going through it. So, I commend all the warriors out there that's suffering from sickle cell, because I know what you're going through. You know what I mean? But, and like God said to Angel, like, I promise you, like, this lady, she started translating. Jazz calls back. Boom, I put Jazz on the phone. Now, like, because it hurts to talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? It hurts to breathe. Like, it hurts to breathe. So, to expend so much energy to talk to a person, is crazy in itself. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing to ask for me of that time. Like, it makes me mad that people keep wanting to talk to me and ask me questions when I'm going through it, because they can see it. It's not like I can't hide it. I like the way I'm talking, you can hear, like, yo, it's a problem with him talking. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a problem with him breathing. Like, so people are always asking questions at the time, which annoys me, but I understand it, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been dealing with it. I'm 37. I've been dealing with it all my life. So I know that they're asking me questions to get the best, so they can treat me the best, right?
Right.
So I understand it. So I deal with it. But then the fire dudes, the first responders come, firemen, first responders, like, they wasn't really, like, they're the firemen, though. So they come, they got the oxygen, they give me oxygen, boom, boom, boom. So now I'm sitting there, they're on the, what's the name? One dude peeps that, yo, let me stop asking them questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he was like, yo, I got it. We got it. Jazz on the phone now with the lady. And they're now talking. Boo, boo, boo. This lady, Miss Karen Wright, was about to stay with me. She's about to leave her flight to Hawaii to go on her vacation to stay with me. And she didn't even know me from Candy Paint. Crazy. Good people. She's an angel. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? She was an angel. Because right at that moment, like, I needed somebody, like, to represent not only me, but like understand, like, nah, this person need help. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, understand the level of emotion I'm going through. Like, damn, I don't like looking weak, right? So I'm at my weakest in a moment in front of 200-300 people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm in the middle of the thing. Like, the convergence of people is crazy. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, these people getting on the plane. These people getting off the plane. It's like, everybody's walking past, like, what's going on here? Like, I'm right there in the center of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. And then I'm on the end, so even the people in the that walks down to get to their gates can see me. You get what I'm saying? Like I'm right there. Like, and I'm, like, sitting on the end. Everything's going on in this area.
Right.
So, I'm embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hurting. I'm in physical pain only. You know what I'm saying? But even mentally going through that, like, damn, like, why now? Like, god dang. I'm
right.
Like, it was everything. Everything was bulling up. But, Jazz, I appreciate you in that moment, and I appreciate you. I love you for it. Even if it's just for that, I'll love you forever for that. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, that's my lady. I love her for everything else too. But that alone, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing I ever could say about a person that in that moment, or in any moment, y'all helping anybody. Like, I love people that do that because I know what it's like to be one of those people. You know what I'm saying? On both ends, actually. You know what I'm saying? Someone that helps someone and then someone that needs the help. So that's, you know, shows a heart and the spirit and the how people can really be compassionate for one another. Like, that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. But
did you make it to Hawaii?
I made it to Hawaii. We ain't get to that yet, right? So pretty much, I went to the hospital. See, I hate Seattle, bro. Like, I don't even want to say that, but, you know, fuck Seattle, bro.
Seattle is not for the black people.
Fuck Seattle County General, whatever hospital they brought me to. I love the ambulance dude, though. That dude, when I tell you, he was another angel. Like, because when Miss Karen, she was about to leave, and she's on the phone with the client saying, nah, like, you know, when you get here, we're going to put your flight to tomorrow. When you get here, you gonna rest up. We gonna take care of you. So I had to get to, you know, it's a family environment. So mm-hmm. These people I know, I love them. They love me. Mm-hmm. So I had to get to them, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of going back two flights, where that's where I feel like it was triggered from. Like, I would still take two flights back. I feel like I was triggered from that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wanted crises. You to fly home.
Yeah, she was telling me come home. My mom was telling me come home.
No, actually,
I'm like,
I wanted you to fly to LA, which is a short flight.
Yeah, I was gonna try to go to LA because I got family there too, right? So. But it was like the way the flights was arranged. I would have to pay for that. They couldn't change it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I was okay with that.
I didn't mind paying for it either. But it was like, then I had to pay for a flight from LA to Hawaii to get to the job.
You would have to pay for a flight from LA to North Carolina to get back to home.
Okay, you're right.
It would have been over.
But the thing about it is, I always say, God's going to test you. And your test is going to be determined how bad you want something. How you pass or fail that test, no matter what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter if you pass or fail, you're going to show that how badly you want it this way or how badly you want it this way, even if you fail a test. You know, it's all the same to me, but
he had to test my nerves in the process.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But I feel like even...
Let me see what you built for this relationship.
Yeah, even through that... It put a perspective of that, you know, God got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, there's the really, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of one thing I seen because I was by myself. Like, I'm on a trip by myself. I haven't got to arrive to the destination to be with people I knew. I'm totally stranded. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's, just think of that. I'm all alone and having an issue. That is the worst for me to be alone. Like, I'm in the worst state mentally in that, when I'm like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't like being alone, but I try to tough it out by myself. I don't like going to the hospital because there's a moment where I have to be alone. This is why I don't like the hospital. You know what I'm saying? It's not because, you know, sometimes my mom will sleep in the bed or my girl sleep next to us or whatever, but it's like, I don't like it because it feels lonely in the hospital, even though people checking on you. It don't feel like I'm around people that love me. It feel like they're just doing something. I don't like that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it showed me, like, every step of the way in this moment, there was somebody there that helped me. Like I said, the ambulance dude, he saw, like, that it, like I said, the fire guy, he said, yo, stop asking the question. He relayed the message to the ambulance people. He didn't even ask. When they started asking me, he said, I have all the stuff right here. Before I could, they asked me and I started talking. He's like, no, I have all the stuff right here to stop me from talking, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on the ambulance now. He's asking me questions and he's like, oh, does it hurt? Like, every time I talk, he see I go through something. He's like, oh, it's hard for you to talk, huh? I was like, so I'm just like, yeah, like, and it's like, but I like I said, I understand why you're asking me questions. So I'm going through it because I know this is the best way to get the help I need. Mm-hmm. So when I get to the hospital, he sees that. So when I'm in a triage, they say, nah, it hurts him to talk. Here's everything you need to know about him to get him treated. Boom, like he did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then he watched my book bag. Like, he carried my book bag. He stayed with me until I was in the ER. Until I was, like, actually in a bed. He stayed as an ambulance. He works for the ambulance. He got to go on runs and do da-da-da-da-da-da. He got to do all that. He stayed with me until I was in the bed and treated. You feel what I'm saying? Like, stayed in there, right there, sat next to me in the triage, the little emergency room part, the waiting room. Sat with me when they did asked me the questions, gave my information, told me, oh, I got your bag. You want to put this in there? I'm going to put your sweater in here. I had to take off stuff, you know what I'm saying? So they could get the IV or take my blood pressure, all that shit. So it's like, he was an angel. Because he didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't even his job. It's not, get him to the hospital, boom, you're done. It's his job, right? You're the transport. To care for me in that way, he didn't have to do that, yo. Like, so, and that's rare to, like, I've only experienced that maybe one other time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, to him too, blessing. Like, love that dude for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when, I guess they was done with me, Seattle Hospital said, okay, here's your discharge, bye. You doped me up with IV, right? With medicine and stuff like that. And kick this. This is when the pain meds I took 2 hours earlier kicked in when I got to the hospital. Ain't that some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, this is when I'm now, I'm like, okay, it's coming. And they're about to give me some more. So it's like, at least I'll be comfortable. You get what I'm saying? Because that medicine wasn't going to take it away. It was just be a point where, like I said, it was just to get me to Hawaii. Like, it was just, I can be cool enough to get to where I need to be to rest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but, you get what I'm saying? Like, so it was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? The whole experience, that was crazy. They just kicked me out the hospital. I called the Uber. The Uber driver left me. So I'm walking around Seattle streets trying to call in another Uber. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fuck Seattle, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was mad. Like, that really pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, no hate to nobody. Like, those people who did help me in those moments. And I even asked them, like, yo, y'all not going to... Like, usually when you leave the hospital, they get you to your ride. Mm-hmm. Every hospital I've ever been in, they'll say, yo, we're going to transport you to your ride. Make sure somebody's coming to get you and you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that. The Uber driver didn't know how to get to the ER. He driving around. I don't even know where he was. I'm talking to him on the phone like, bro, I'm in the ER. What are you talking about? He's like, yo, I don't know where that's at. Bro, I'm not even from Seattle. What the fuck you asking me for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, just pissed, bro. Everything was, that, after that, I was tight. Mm-hmm. So, what I did, check myself in the hotel room. Again, another moment, like, I could have just died in my sleep. Like, this is real shit. I'm not even trying to bring y'all down. I'm trying to tell you, that's the reality of what I'm going through. Like, my cells can be depleted to the point where there's nothing supporting the system of your body. You get what I'm saying? Like, your actual functionality of your body, like, your heart to pump, the oxygen to go to your brain. I could be brain dead. I could be, all these things can happen because there's nothing carrying oxygen. That's what your red blood cells' purpose is. You know what I'm saying? They carry, they're the transport. Mm-hmm. They're moving things through your body. If they can't do that properly, there's nothing doing it. You would literally die. It'd just be fluid in your veins, but nothing doing the jobs. So that's sickle cell. You know what I'm saying? Like, so when they don't understand it, it's like, yo, it's simply put, this is the job of your red blood cells to carry oxygen. Mm-hmm. And support your vascular system. If they can't do that job, your body doesn't work, period. You know what I'm saying? So,
But you made it.
I made it. So, yeah, the next day,
you're alive.
Seattle Airport, too. Y'all trip. I should sue your ass, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I brought a note from the doctor, bro, that said I couldn't wear a mask. understand it's an oxygen problem. This is New Mainstream, His and Hers.
Yes.
It's your boy, Nikon Don.
And we're back from break. This is Jasmine Trinay.
We back from break.
We was recapping, you know, the trip. And, you know, we had some crazy adventures, you know, on these trips. And he had a crazier adventure than I did. I mean, my trip was a little...
I had a journey. It was an adventure. It was a journey. And it just showed me the, like I said, the type of people. It showed me a lot of love.
Yeah.
And it showed me that... like God got me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, really, that's how I left it, like,
experience.
Yeah, I had a moment of clarity, like, this is what it, like, one, I always felt like I said, you're gonna be tested, and based on that test, it's your job to prove how bad you want it, whether you're for or against, that's not the consequence, right? Mm-hmm. So we was watching a movie the other day, right? It's called Gods of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we was talking about how bad it was. Really, it was a bad movie. It was, but it had a jewel in that movie, right?
Uh-huh. What was the jewel?
The jewel was, I don't know if you peeped it, but you remember the dad? He was Ra, right?
Uh-huh.
So Ra, he's the god of the sun, right? He's like the sun god, and mm-hmm. he's tasked with something to do, right? So in the movie, there, he just showing Ra a task with keeping away the darkness,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's say it like that, right? So there's a beast that is here to devour. He's chaos. He's here to devour the earth, and Ra's there to bring the light. And keep the beast away. He's tasked with that.
Uh-huh.
He told his son Set that, because his son came to the guy's to Ra's boat. Like it was a really like a boat he's doing. He's mm-hmm. pulling the son around on a ship, but he's pulling the son across the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's the darkness on the other side. He's keeping the beast away. Mm-hmm. He comes over the boat and goes, "Yo, God, like, oh, Dad is really his pops." So he's like, "Yo, pops, what's up, man? You ain't bless me. Why you treat my brother like he has a brother who is the god of everything on, mm-hmm. on earth, and then he was just the god of the desert. He was by himself and lonely. He felt like an outcast, right? This is the mentality of the son who was seeking vengeance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said it was a test. Your brother was tested with everything to see if he would be selfish with everything, mm-hmm. but he didn't. He passed the test. He gave it freely. He gave everything away. That was the test.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you would tell. He's like, "What? What was my test? You cast me out alone. I'm all over here by myself. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even bless me with no kids. He got a son. He got kids and everything. Like, that's messed up, pops. Like, that's how you talking to him, right? I'm paraphrasing, of course, right? Yo, pops, what's up, man? You blessed him with seeds and everything. I'm alone. He was like, you wasn't supposed to have kids, because your job was to take my position. I didn't want you to have to feel the pain of leaving your sons alone. Both of y'all, my favorite sons." You get what I'm saying? So he's telling that both of y'all are my favorite. I love both of y'all equally. You're looking at the fact that he was blessed in this way as if I hated you. No. I gave you what you, because you need to know what it's, you need to be groomed with solitude, because this is a lonely job and you have to take my place. He didn't get that. He said, no, I want to rule the world like my brother, da, da, da. So the jealousy and envy of his brother made him try to kill his pops. You failed the test. So for or against the test, it's going to show how bad you want it. You want to kill your pops. And he just gave you the gem.
Mm-hmm.
He told you what you were supposed to do. You get what I'm saying? Your pops is the god of all gods, right? So it's like a lot of Greek mythology comes from Egyptian mythology, right? So, like...
I mean, you can watch it on there.
Equivalent to... Right, yeah. If y'all watch the movie, like, that scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Not Gerard Butler. What's his boy's name? Russell Crowe. He goes to his pop, right? And he's telling his pop, like, that's messed up, pretty much. You did me wrong. Like, that's how he talking to his dad, right? So he's like, you did me wrong. That was messed up. You left me in the solitude by myself. And he's like, because this is a lonely job. You need to know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he's pretty much telling him that's why. But he didn't like that. And he's like, nah.
The test was,
mm-hmm. I give you the tools to equip yourself for the position I need you to take over,
gotcha.
Which is my position.
Okay.
But he chose to kill his dad to rule, to have the position his brother had. And it's like, that's not your job. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you failed the test, technically. But...
What happens that time to what I was...
What are you saying? Well, how bad you want?
I said you had an enlightened journey versus...
Right.
I had a less enlightened journey.
Right, no. I'm saying... Because my point was about... Anything we're challenged with or tested with is we got to show. I believe that's a part of the journey itself, is to show how bad you want it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you want, and how bad do you want that thing? And if you really want it, are you going to stand to the call are you going to stand to the call? Mm-hmm. And that was a part of my journey. I believe it was like, bro, like I said, I wanted to travel and I wanted to do this job. Mm-hmm. This job, I wanted to be a traveling photographer. I want to be a traveling, this is what I want to do. It's a part of my job. Mm-hmm. Can I stand to the call? So I couldn't turn back. That was my mentality about it. Like, y'all was saying, come back, you're hurting. We'll come back to the family. We'll love on you. We'll give you what you need. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. That would have showed me, that would have been like me saying, okay, I give up. In my mind. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, not to say I shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. Or not to say that was a formidable action or respected action. Like, people would have understood. You feel right. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the way I was looking at it was like, nah, it's like, this is my call. Right. If I say this is what I want, mm-hmm. I got to be able to manage this. I got to be able to do it. So even when I left the hospital, it was like, I can't be looking at them for help. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I can't be looking at people for help. I can't be I got to be able to do it on my own. So when I left the hospital, one Uber left me, called another one. One took me to the CVS to get the pain medicine. And then I had to call another. He left me. I had to call another Uber. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it was like, bro, but so being in a position, not only financially, but mentally, to be able to manage all of that, go get a hotel. I had to go get another hotel room. You get what I'm saying? Like, to stay somewhere, to get up and have to continue the journey. Mm-hmm. So that was only like a stopping point in my mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't the end. Like, and that was what I felt like I not only proved to myself, but mm-hmm. to show God, to give him an understanding, like, nah, this is what I said I wanted to do. I'm up for it. Right. So as long as you got me, I'm here. We're going to do it. We're going to make the call. And you, as long as you got me, I'm in here. Let's do it. And I was ready for it, like, no matter what it took. And he showed up and said he got me. So I did the job. And that's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I took it. Even when I came back from Hawaii, I went to L.A., did a whole nother week in L.A., did the job, did great work with great people, mm-hmm. came back to North Carolina, got back to work. You didn't see me take a break. You didn't see me go, oh, man. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. got right back to work. So
understood.
That was what I meant about mm-hmm. the test. I was really, and then I brought up the God's Easter thing. Like, the test, no matter how you take it, that's why I said, how bad you want it, you pass or fail. How bad do you want it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like I brought up the opposite of what I did, but mm-hmm. I felt like I did the test in a passing way, like, in my mind, right?
Okay.
We'll see at the end of my journey if it was right. So now it's like I felt like I passed the test. Uh-huh. I was saying Seth didn't pass the test. Like, uh-huh. like literally, God told him that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing this, and he killed his dad for it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? He struck God for it. So I was given a metaphor of the duality of you can fight so hard for the wrong thing. Is my mm-hmm. point. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, you can literally fight for the wrong. And you fail the test, but you think you're doing the right thing because you're so passionate about it, right?
Right.
So, but nah, but that's what I was really
gotcha.
Saying. That's what I brought up that. That's what I was saying.
Okay, okay, you're fine. I mean, my trip wasn't that, it was uneventful, so it's fine. I was just,
nah, you went to LA for the first time, right?
Yeah, I was just out in LA. It's fine. You just spend a lot of money out there. That's all you do. And you come back with whatever you spent that money on. Unless it was just all spent on.
So what'd you spend it on? What'd you get?
Food and...
You gotta get some fabric? Come on, that's
I did get lame. Fabric,
oh
yes,
my God.
But
she was up at Move shopping. She, you know, Jazz is a designer, so she was all up at Move.
I buy fabric everywhere I go, so it's insignificant.
No, it's not insignificant because that's like Move is like, you know, a fashion staple when it comes to designers. So just being in that environment is also inspiring. Mm-hmm. It's encouraging, motivating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I wasn't inspired. Yes, it was inspiring, you know, fabric everywhere. So yeah, of course I did, you know, the fashion district downtown, you know, got some things. So, you know, I was proud of that part of the trip. But other than that, you know, I had some fun visiting my friend and just had a good time. So that was it. And moving on from LA, we had some crazy trips, but you know, it's great to be back on the show. So, because we had some, you know, interesting people were asking, you know, like, when are we going to come on the show? And everybody wants to come on the show and stuff. It just has to make sense, you know, for you to come on the show. Like, it has to be a reason why you're a guest and kind of how it pertains to what we talk about, you know, because we talk about, like, you know, relationship stuff and, like, I mean, I know we had a business segment one time and everything, but, you know, we want to really kind of like keep it more on like the relationship stuff and just answer your questions that you have about, you know, relationships and maybe do some matchmaking. I really want to bring that in for, you know, we actually have some eligible bachelorettes and bachelors that are looking to get put together. So we're going to start that next week. I'm excited.
Play matchmaker.
We're going to play matchmaker. I think I'm a really good matchmaker just because I put a couple together at my job. They are married today. They have a child.
Word.
Yes. And
word, I put a match together. My brother and together? My brother and Diana.
You did?
Yeah.
How you put them together? You ain't put them together.
I did in high school. I did some.
Okay, maybe. Like Diana. Maybe
I'm talking about this Diana. Yeah,
maybe
yeah. I was like, yo, Diana, I like you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so he planted the seed. So I'm like,
no,
the
no.
Too.
I was like, no, she cool, bro. You need to holler. Like, yo, I
did the same
thing. This is what happened.
No, I did the same thing.
Let me tell you how I match made them. We was having a talent show in school. Diana was in a group with her cousin. So I danced a little bit, so mm-hmm. I joined their group. Mm-hmm. So when we have rehearsal, I'll bring Tom.
Ah,
so you know what I'm saying? Like, now so now Tom get to see that Diana now, cool. Like, because I was telling him, because he just wasn't seeing. He wasn't getting, he's like, nah, I don't know where he was
he
mentally about it.
He didn't understand that.
Right, I was like, nah, she's mad she dope. Like, she cool. Yeah, like, she a cool chick. Like, yo,
sometimes
you might
all
like
it
her.
Take. You just gotta
he didn't know her, because I had classes with, like, Diana. I had, like, mad classes with Diana. So it was like, I knew that, yo, she kind of funny. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, she a cool chick. So, and she, when she told me that she liked Tom, I was like, oh, word, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she was like, for real? Like, no, that's my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when we went to the, what's the name? When I started going to the rehearsal, I would bring Tom. And then they would like, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And we never even did the, talent show. So it was like, it was for that reason. That's what I believe. Y'all, it's for my nieces and nephews to be here. I had to go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We put them together and made it work. And it's like, my friend, I don't know. She just always mentioned that she liked this guy. He would always walk by at the job. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hook y'all up. And we was at the Christmas party one day. And I just went over to him. Because I was very just forward like that. And I was just like, do you think Yolanda's cute? And he was like, yeah, I think she's beautiful. I was like, okay, well, come with me. And I just like walked him over to the table. And was like, this is Yolanda. Yolanda, this is Joe. And she was like, oh my God, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yes, I did. Now talk. And they just talked. And they started dating after that. And then, like, I think, what, it's like 8 months later, they were engaged. And it just happened like that. And I got an invite to the wedding. You know, I was
see,
one of the only black people to ask me and Donna. So
you talking about matchmaking just by off attraction?
No, matchmaking off of, I knew that she was a good, I liked her personality. I liked her. She was super sweet. She was super, like, caring and stuff like that. And he seemed like a really nice guy, too. Like, yes, because I would talk to him in passing, like, in the little cafeteria area. And I'd be like, hey, you know, you good? And he was like a really sweet person. He was, you know, adult, meaning like he had, I think he was like in his 40s or something like that, or maybe like, you know,
D-Lo.
But and she was like, you know, aged as well, and she was just, you know, in that point in her life where she wanted to be married to and just, you know, go ahead and move on with life. So I was like, this is a perfect match. Let me put y'all together. So what I want to do is I want to actually invite a bachelorette and a bachelor, but at separate times. So I'm going to invite one on, and we're going to have her resume. We're going to have her pretty much break down what her likes and dislikes is, and, you know, what she does, what she's looking for, that type of thing. Yes. And then the guys will have a chance to pretty much anonymously, you know, call in or, you know, phone in and just pretty much present themselves to her. And then if she likes any of them, then she gets to go on a blind date. Like, so it has to be, I think it should be a blind date, just because I feel like if you see a person up front, you might automatically just turn them down and stuff like that. Just because attraction is such an important thing, right?
So
you're
going to
automatically just turn them down.
They're going to be on here.
You might lose a lot of good people.
No, but they're already going to see them. Like, that's,
no, they're not going to be here. The guys are going to be anonymous talking to the bachelorette the same way the girls will be anonymous talking to the bachelorette.
So they're not coming on the show?
You ever seen that show?
They're not coming
on
the show?
What was that show where they would be, all you would see is a silhouette of them, and they would talk about themselves and all like that, and then they'll be like, well, I want to go with box number 3.
We'll put a screen on.
They won't be here at
they're
all.
They're not going to be on camera.
Right.
They're not going to be here at all.
They won't
no,
be here at all.
No, why don't you put it right there and then put this little screen, and then it could be silhouette. We could do that.
We will have a recording of them to play for the girl. She will be here, and we'll talk about her.
We got matchmaker. We got love
connection. He'll come in on the next.
We like love connection.
Whoever
we're
be,
like,
she
put him, now we're going to put it right there. We're going to put a screen up, and then it will block it. We can put a light behind it so it can show the
who
silhouette.
Who is going to do all that?
That's easy. That's easy. That's easy. That's not hard.
Okay.
Like, It's pretty much one of these.
He's trying to make a whole set. Listen, okay, so y'all, I guess we're gonna make a whole set.
He got
set
the light underneath. You see this light right here?
We're gonna
official. Let's go.
Yeah, let's all do
right,
it.
We got official dishes. We're gonna have meet the match. We're gonna call it some cute his and hers meet the match. And right, they're gonna just line up. We're gonna be behind the silhouette wall. Yeah,
meet the
and
match.
She's
like
gonna get to ask them questions. They get to answer. And then she's gonna choose. I choose bachelor number 3. And he'll come out. And then they have to go on the date.
Now, whoever she chooses.
Yes.
Like it's gonna have to go on like the three date. Sections. Yeah, like,
it's gonna have three. Choices. It has to be three choices.
Well, you gotta
yes.
do it the other way around too. Then.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. It's gonna be a guy and it's gonna be three girls yeah. that would like to go on a date, and they have to be open, no
be
matter what.
So the girl, no, why can't
you can only go with one?
So why can't it be? Why can't it be? We have three women here with us.
Mm-hmm.
One, whoever the person that they're looking for the date, and like vice versa. So we have one woman, three guys, and then one guy, three women.
And that's too many people to have in the studio. One night is this one girl that we already vetted and we already go. We're going to present it on our page and everything. Like, this is our bachelorettes for next week. And if you want to submit yourself as a candidate,
how do they
today,
know? Like, that's what I'm saying.
We're
like,
gonna put her picture up.
Yeah,
you just said it's blind, though. But you said it's blind.
No, the guys aren't going to know. We're going to know who the guys are, but she won't. They're going to submit their resumes to us, and we're going to choose the top three out
so
of the guys.
So it's not a blind date, so the guys can see.
She's going to be blind because they will see her, but she won't see them as blind.
That's what I'm saying.
Her.
That's
yes.
unfair.
It's not unfair.
To the girl, she's like, well, how can they see me and I can't see
that's
them?
That's the fun of it. That's going to be the fun of it. You never seen that show before
next time
on
you
TV?
Would die.
Yes,
I know. I get what she's saying,
girls,
but I'm saying
he's just gonna pick a girl based on her.
I get that
resume,
part, but it's not really
based
blind
on
date.
what she likes.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like
right. It's like one sided. That's what I mean by it's not fair. It's like a one sided blind date. It's like
fun.
I see what you look like, but I'm kind of like
it's gonna be fun, and you never know a connection can be made. Because if they're only going by attraction, nobody's gonna really pick anybody.
I didn't say that. So, that's what all these dating apps is about. Anyway.
I know, but this is not a dating app. This is an experience.
Okay, I'm are we paying for this?
This is an experience. We're not paying for the date. They gonna make
then why are they coming?
Hold up,
we gotta pay for
we
the
can
date.
Pay for the
I
date.
Think we might have to pay.
We gotta pay
okay,
for
so
the
we
date.
Can pay for
we
the date. Our producer said we can pay for the date, so we're good. So we're paying for the date. And y'all ain't going to Roof Chris.
$20
Y'all going to $2 for $20 at Chili's.
$50
Applebee's.
$2 for $20
Applebee's.
Boom,
boom.
Oh boy,
I'm Martin.
Right now,
fact.
Radio station.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Staying. He's staying.
He's standing.
He's
standing y'all out here.
Let her supersize it.
Oh, why he don't
want to
do it?
I didn't say I didn't want to do it. I said I get it. That's what's up. I didn't say don't do it. I didn't say
he don't want it to be blind. He wants them to be able to see each
no,
other.
No, not even that. I said it'd be fair. We vetted three people, four people, one of the opposite sex, mm-hmm. three of the same sex, and be like, hey, this person's going. Or if it could all the same sex, you know, it's you know, a whole another way.
But they would have to say their preference. They'd be like, oh, this is a girl and I date girls. So then we would call in girls first.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Thing.
Like, so
yeah.
it'd be one and then three people that are here to ask them questions. And mm-hmm. they say, oh, I like, what was that called? It was a show that was like that.
But
that
the show like, was, it was anonymous. You didn't know what they looked like.
I know,
like until
but yeah, but the they end. Was here asking them questions personally. They was there, like saying, hey.
Yeah.
And then they answer the questions. Oh, I like number three. Like the person here would ask them three the question.
Right. And that's what we're going to do.
At the end. This, I want
to
go
with
bachelorette
number
three.
Yeah, and they're going to be here. So we're going to do it your way, where they are going to be here. It's going to be the three people, and the person going to be sitting here next to us, and we're going to be talking to them, asking them questions. But they're not going to see the people until
they could be.
I think you should go ahead and show the person, the person who is looking for the date.
Yeah, we are going to show the person.
I think that person should be behind the screen.
Alternate between guy and girl. Like,
yeah, like one week it'll be a girl, one week it'll be a guy.
No, for sure. I get all that, but I'm saying even like.
The girl is dope, then we get a lot of guys.
Right. So we should post her on the page. We'll post her and then we'll post her, you know, in our stories too. Like, this is our candidate for this week. Guys, make sure you submit your ballots, submit your resumes if you want to be considered as a date. And
so how do we know? We pick? Why,
yeah, because we're the matchmakers.
No, why don't we just not put the picture part of it and then she read what they're about and then say, this guy, this guy, this guy. The three best.
We can let her choose to. Yes,
like, right. And then she
say,
these are the three she wanted part of it. She don't know what three is coming. She don't know what they look like. And they don't know who they are. She just read the information. So their bio is what she's judging off of. Then okay, she go, boom. Send her their bio. They could be any three guys. We can't be like, oh, nah, because that's still biased. We got
questions ready for
those are biased.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm gonna make all that up. I'm gonna have the little questionnaire and everything and stuff. Send that out and.
If your homegirl and some fat sloppy dude got a good resume, and then you like, nah, I don't want because he fat sloppy. Oh no,
but we wouldn't choose that person.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Let her choose because it only be the bio. And if he sound good on paper. Then let him come. You can't deny him, just like you said. Then that means you might as well just make it off looks.
But then that's not
you might as well make it off
looks.
That is
that's
matchmaking because that dude
though.
Could be the best thing
celebrity
for her.
Celebrity matchmakers don't
that could be
do
the best thing. No, that,
celebrity matchmakers.
No, because everybody's celebrities. That's why.
But it's
no.
Okay,
but
well,
no. That's,
no. Excuse me.
Listen.
Listen. When you're matchmaking,
unfair. You might as well make it about looks. Then
I will say,
you might as well make it about looks.
They make sure it's attractive.
I know that. I know that. But that's TV. We're not doing it like that.
But that's.
The people out here that can't find love be the ugly motherfuckers. So
oh my
now,
gosh.
But they be looking
so
good on paper.
The ones that set up ugly motherfuckers?
No,
I'm not saying we set up ugly people. This is what I said. This is what I said. I didn't say set up ugly people. I don't know what they're going to look like. What I said is
oh my gosh.
We only going to have them reviewed. Whoever is looking for the date only mm-hmm. can review the list of people, candidates. Off of the resume.
Out of every three people.
Oh my
no, 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 hold on, hold on.
Absolutely.
Not even that. Not even that. It's just they can't judge it off of what they look like. They only could judge it off their resume or their bio.
Okay.
That's it. So whatever she call on in the bio is who's coming. It don't matter what they look like.
Okay.
So we can't like
that
she,
part is cool. Yeah.
Right. She was because the way she was doing, I already see the setup. She's like, oh, we're gonna look at it and see who it is. She gonna try to pick somebody that she thinks
and the reason
she'll
why,
like him. She'll
the
like them. No.
Why
yeah.
I'm saying
that's that biased. It'd be biased. Yes.
I get it. I get you. But listen, I get it. But hold. Excuse me. I get what you're saying. Excuse me. I get what you're saying, but the only reason why I'm saying
set you up
excuse
with a date,
me,
man.
I'm
trying to get people.
So excuse me, but the reason why I'm saying is that we can send her the bios too, but I feel like we should still sift through mm-hmm. and only send her mm-hmm. people that we feel she would even consider because it's still gonna break that person's heart if we're not actually making a match. Like if she sees this person and she's like, "Ew, I don't want to be. I'm not trying to support even though you
that's
have
funny.
A knife. You
y'all,
still
y'all
have to. It's not funny. We're trying to make real matches. We're trying
that's,
to make real.
You
matches.
You just see how shallow people really is, bro.
Y'all
you said they
pick,
look good
y'all
on paper.
Have to pick the three for her to choose from, and then she pick her own poison out of those three.
Nah, this is what I'm saying. Like we'll give her 10.
We have 20 guys cast. We can send her 10 of them that are the best, and then she can pick from that 10
right,
the three
but it ain't
that should
based
come
on
the show. But
yes,
only based
it
on
ain't,
their bios.
No, yes, only their
but
bio.
We're gonna
and
sift
no, the 10,
ten
the 10 ain't on looks
with.
Either. The 10 is based on the bio. This sound like what she
no,
asked for.
I don't think.
Youngster,
would
this
you
sound
date
like what
any
she
girl
asked
straight
for?
Off her bio? Would you date any girl straight off her bio, just her bio alone? If you were swiping on Tinder and all you saw was the bio.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. So
that's
not what we're doing.
That's
not what we're doing.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's
how
it's supposed
to be.
It's
supposed
to be
back.
That's how it's supposed to be. Listen, y'all.
Like, we understand we shallow. I'm not saying I don't got no shallow with me. What I'm saying is that's how it's supposed to be.
Ladies, there's three men in this room right now. I know goody damn well. Ain't neither one of them dating nobody. Just
look,
off they bios.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty
you.
Too.
You ain't dating no woman just off her bio.
Yeah,
I can send you a bio right now. She can be like, oh, she's making $100,000 a year. She is that. She this and that and that.
Bio.
And she can say that she's a 10 in the bio. Yeah. And then when she gets, she'd be a 3. And you're going to be like, nah. So
she making $100K.
So exactly, if I see a bio of a dude making $100K, but then when he
chicks
gets there, he looks like
a lot of ugly motherfuckers.
He looks like Trick Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Nah, dude,
as a guy,
dude,
as a guy, yeah,
dudes with money
it's not happening.
Get past.
It's not happening.
No, it's happening.
It's
all
not
the time.
Happening. I'm saying.
Would you date Gucci Mane?
Moisture's not happening.
Would you date Gucci
no
Mane?
No sex is happening.
Would you date Gucci Mane? Would you date Gucci
no.
Mane? Exactly.
I'm not
he got a bad one. And Gucci Mane got a bad. He got a bad one.
I
yeah,
date
now
new Gucci. I would date
right.
new Gucci.
See, look, new
but
Gucci.
But I wouldn't date old.
I'm talking about old Gucci.
She was with him when he was old.
Exactly my point. And he got him a nice one. Dudes with money get past it. Lil Boosie
got
kids.
She wasn't always nice.
Lil Boosie got some babies.
So you just gonna call all these people ugly?
No,
show.
I'm just saying.
Ugly, money, listen,
money,
we try to hook y'all.
Money
shall,
fix people.
Exactly,
money
no,
put people together.
Right.
So
that's for women,
000,
yes. For women, yes.
She can fix some things.
For women,
if
yes.
If she got 100,000, she can fix some things.
For
so
women,
yes,
yes.
If you write her bio, she got 100,000, and she come in, you might could take that money for
I might
it
take
and
a
do
duck
things.
With 100 bands.
No. Make it whatever you want it to be. Make it whatever you want it to be.
It's different. Like,
but the facts of the matter is, and we already had this on another episode, looks matter. So.
He said, stuff in the bio be cap facts.
Yeah, exactly. I just swiped a whole bunch of bios, and they was like, oh, I work out all the time. And come in. Where's the workout?
How do we vet them? How do they know? Or how do we know?
Because we can see them.
Make sure that they really about the life that they put out.
We're going to go on their page. We're going to go on their Facebook. Go on their Instagram. We're going to dig through. See if we can see. I'm a master investigator. So I can, like,
because
I'm a woman. I'm a master investigator. I can find you got any hidden children. I can find anything. I'm a search your life.
They need to pull and up. We gotta see what type of car you pulling.
You ain't got time to do all that. We only got a week.
I want you to use that same energy on the females, though.
Facts.
Oh, yes,
exactly.
Definitely.
See, I can really see the bias.
I want to bring the best women in here. If we got a good guy on the table here, ready to be date, I'm gonna bring in the best women I can find. Definitely, like, I'm gonna be like, I want to bring in somebody that he actually might leave with and get married with. Like, I want to be like,
no, that's real. Like, that's real. I'm not saying we don't want it, but I think that'd be hilarious. Like,
I'm gonna find the best dude.
I'm not saying I'm trying to set
women.
Nobody up.
He's trying to set people up.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to set people up. He's trying to set people up to get their feelings hurt.
I'm not trying to set them up to
make people feel hurt.
It
definitely
would. He's trying to set people up to get their feelings hurt.
It's
like a good plan, too. If you had a dude that say only like white girls and then you bring in one black girl in the mix, she gonna get her feelings hurt because he say he only like white girls.
No, so, but if he pick her and you see, like, yo, there's still beauty in everybody. That's the point of the whole match.
If everything matches up, right? But it's
not his preference.
Girl, question. It's like, hey, everything else match, bro.
Right.
I got a question.
Right.
Okay, well, let me ask
it makes
question.
You rethink.
Rethink like one in there.
Like, rethink your whole perspective about black women. Like, it made like, damn.
I always throw one wild card. Let me ask a question.
Here's a wild card for you. Have you ever been having phone sex with a girl? Okay. And she sound real sexy on the phone, but then when you meet her in person, ain't the same. Do you still feel turned on? Are you still sexified? Do you still want to do some stuff?
No, I got catfished before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so okay. I was like, I ain't gonna lie.
Don't nobody want to be catfished.
That's why she brought up. She know that. Yeah. She trying to play me.
I brought it up specifically.
She knew that shit. Trying to play me.
But I was
like, I'm a real motherfucker.
But
yeah,
but
I got catfished. Goddamn. Yeah.
But
I left my ass on that stoop like, oh, you're not who you say you was. Deuces. Oh, I gotta go. This is exactly what I said.
Real funny.
No, listen. I literally was like, listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This is exactly what happened.
Her whole feelings.
This chick
is not right.
Called my crib, right? Matter of fact, I ain't gonna lie, this is a little wrong. I used to cut hair in the crib, right?
She had a sexy voice.
Right? I used to cut hair in my kitchen. This dude I was cutting her hair, he lived around the corner from me, whatever. He had her call my crib, or my phone or something, like my cell phone, something like that. Or he called her from my phone or something. Something happened like that. I think that's what it was. He called her from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he ain't got his own phone. He called her from my cell.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm cutting his hair, whatever, like that. She calls back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I answer the phone. She's like, oh, it's such and such day. I was like, nah, he's not here. He called me. I don't know who this is, but you got the wrong number, blah, blah, blah. So I hang up. I ain't gonna lie.
You already trashed for hollering at his girl. The story already trashed. You trashed.
He ain't my boy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't my boy. It's something I was cutting his hair.
You a little bit trashed.
I was cutting his hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew he lived around the corner.
But you sound kind of sexy on the phone. Yeah. Like,
No. I didn't know. That wasn't. No. First of all, don't try to blame me. I didn't do that. She called back and said that to him. Like, she knew some people I knew.
Oh, man.
So, because she knew people I knew, I started asking my people, like, yo, what, you know such and such from such and such? They're like, yeah. I was like, yo, what she look like? Da, 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 da. So, my cousin told me, yo, cut. I was like, she told me she like 150, about 5'4". I'm like, that's not that bad. That's about, she thick. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not that bad. She ain't big, right? Right? So, I'm not saying nothing against the big women. Like, I dated a couple big girls, but I'm trying to see, like, is she a cute big girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I was like, and she, based on her description, she not big.
Horrible.
She just thick. So I'm like, okay, but now based my cousin like, nah, cuz, you got his hell, da da da. I'm like, cuz, for real, cuz? Nah, she told me that. So I'm believing her. Now I'm believing the pillow talk over my cousin, right? Like,
yeah.
And this is who she said she knew. She said, I know this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, word, that's my cousin. Like, oh, let me, so I went to ask him. So now,
mm-hmm.
And it's just, she just knew him in passing and stuff like that. Like, you know, they got mutual friends.
But he's seen her.
Right, but he's physically seen her, right? So I asked him, he's like, nah, cuz, she bigger. I was like, word, for real, like that? She don't sound like that. I didn't realize how people how people voices are different over like sonically over the airwaves.
Yes.
Until I worked at Burger King, right?
Oh my gosh.
The so Jones when I used to work on the window, the Jones that was real big sounds super sexy on the phone.
Oh
over
my
the
joint, gosh.
Over the intercom. You know what I'm saying? Like it sounds super sexy. Yeah. I was like, damn, this Jones about to pull up bad as hell.
Let me get a double cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a
I don't know what it is.
Breathy.
I don't know what it is, yo. Big Jones be having the sexiest voices. I'm not gonna
what
lie to you. My voluptuous women out there, y'all have the most beautiful voices. I don't know what it is. So this is how this chick was. So I'm like, damn in love. Like, yo, I just like what she's saying. So I pull up to the girl crib. So this is what I mean by I got catfish. I pull up to a crib, and she did not come outside. Like, yo, come out. Like, yo, I pulled up. We here. I'm here to see what's going on. Like, yo, I drove.
I have a very similar. Yeah. This is so funny.
I drove about 30 minutes. Come see. 45 minutes, bitch. Come outside. You know what I'm saying?
I done drove.
She like.
Far.
She like. Oh, I got people here. That and we. This is the day we supposed to get up.
Y'all gotta put the words to the test.
Y'all, this is the mission. I'm on a mission. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm young and dumb. We on a mission.
Horrible.
So now. This is like, so I'm ready to go. This is the mission. You say he's going to do all types of things. I'm trying to see what that be like. You know what I mean? Say he's going to start with a name, a little change. You know what I mean?
Like,
something strange, a little piece of change. Yeah. But nah. So this is that type of mission. Like, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Gotcha.
Like, so now, she's like, oh, I got family over by my dad. They messing up the planes. And I was like, well, you know, just come down. You know, just let's meet at least. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Let's meet. And, you know, I can hear people in the background, so I don't think she was lying. She was just avoiding meeting me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so kind of like, so what she did was, and it was all on the
face. All this fat at.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's trying to hide it.
What?
You can see it all on her face when she came out the door, though. Like, it was written all on her face. Like, she knew, like, so she had one of them cribs that, you know how you, like, one of them apartments that there's an upstairs and downstairs with the doors next to each other, and then the ones downstairs and the ones upstairs.
Oh, yeah,
she was, like, in that type of apartment, right? So the door next to it was downstairs, and she was on the upstairs. So, it was just steps, right? So I get it. She buzzed me into the steps, but her entrance to her house is up the steps. So as soon as I come in to the joint, like, and I'm at the bottom of the steps, like, so I got my homeboys with us, whatever. Like, she was supposed to have girlfriends and everything. It was supposed to be a whole mission. So she comes out the door, and as soon as she come out the door, she just had, like, this defeated look on her. Like, wasn't even confident. It could might have been something different. She came down confident, like, yeah, I'm a full-size figure woman. Come on, what you trying to do with this? I might have went for it. You know, I don't know what it was, but she was
you
already
might
defeated.
Have still went for
I
it.
Might have still been like, yo, come on, maybe we be kicking.
Is everything, ladies.
Facts. Confidence is everything. Like,
you can sell it.
Yeah, facts. She didn't, because she came down, she's like, she was like, sat, on the step. Sat down at the top of the steps.
Damn.
Like, she already knew what it was, and I was like, like, dad, you didn't come down the steps. Like, so I was like, damn, you going to make me come all the way upstairs? So I came up and gave her a hug. I was like, what's so going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I didn't want
to,
like, just
it wasn't nice
totally
to
trash
no
it. I didn't pass on that.
So
I gave it a D. Deuces. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but so I was like, so what I did to get out
you
of it, I was like, yeah. So, I mean, you took forever to come out. So now my people, we ready to leave. And everybody got to go home. We got curfew.
Everybody, why you come with a car full of people?
Right. That was just an excuse to get out of it. That was like, that was my plan B. If she didn't look.
You
what's name?
Him.
Yeah, I was there. They was my excuse anyway.
Oh,
so I just
gosh.
Used my excuse, right? So I just hit it with the yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you gotta do the. This when you know you're lying. Yeah. So
I'm done.
Nah, but yeah. So I just left.
You know what she should have did? She should have came out and be like,
she ain't never called me again.
Yeah, I would see why. You know what she should have did though, girl? This how you could have flipped that. This how you
she
could've
never
flipped
called
that,
me
girl.
Again. Look, she ain't never called me again.
When she came out, she should have been like, you don't look like what you're supposed to look like. You could have flipped that. You could have flipped that, girl. You could have came out head up like,
oh,
you don't even look like what you sound like on the phone.
She about to catch
I'm good,
boo.
I'm good.
Oh, I'm good. Goddamn.
But you was already coming out on that.
Don't sing Green Body back. Haven't been. Don't sing Green Body back.
You was already on that timeline where you felt like he was going to deny you, so you should deny him first. That's
nah, she came out like
that's
she was already defeated.
That's what
I didn't
saying.
Say nothing
she was
her.
Already felt like you was going to deny her, so she should have came out and denied you
first.
But
that was
her
own
that's
insecurities right there. Boom. That's your insecurity.
But
woman.
Nah, you was
confidence is up the key. I'm trying to tell you.
The insecurity was
That's why she ain't come out the house.
So you would have gave her the D if she would came out with her head up.
If she would have came out, like, it might have been a D. Like,
yeah, she came out like, I'm a full figure woman. And, like, the thing about it was, oh, she wasn't that cute.
Thick,
she wasn't that cute either. That's the thing. It wasn't that she was big. It was, she wasn't even cute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying what we exchanged wasn't, because it was all really just sexual. Like, we kid, like, I'm young. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably like 16,
everybody
17.
Everybody had them little,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm probably like 16, 17, 18, something like that. So it was just really... It's only like, a sexual infatuation. Yeah. Like, it's not, I still don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Then I see you and you lied to me. So it's now, right. I don't know you for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's kind of like.
It was like, oh, he had morals at 13.
So. Nah, it wasn't even that. It was kind of like, I'm not going to just use you. Like, I still wanted to get to know you. That's why I came out here. I was like, let's kick it. Let's get to know each other. I don't have an issue with big girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like. Like, I dated a couple big girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Kick the wood. You know what I'm saying?
Like, people, ain't nothing, it's just man. People. It's just, that's all it is. People.
But you
is
gotta
people.
Be pretty.
He has a thing for people that are attractive. Pretty. It's not. You gotta be attractive. Pretty, you gotta be attractive. Because you can't say everybody you've ever dated was pretty. It's had to be, you had to be attracted to them in some kind of way.
Yes, like, that's the thing about me. Like, I'm not into, it's not even about looks. It's really
something about you.
Yeah, it's something about you. Like, it's a quality. Like, there's people who I dated who weren't. Technically attractive.
She might have been your soulmate.
Yeah. She right. might have. You know what I'm saying? There was this girl back in the hood. That used to, every day, me and her used to kiki in class in math and algebra. Yeah. This girl was funny. She wasn't cute. Like, people used to crack on her. Like, she wasn't, like, attractive, like, in a stereotypical way. She probably bad as hell now, as a matter of fact. She was that type. Like, she was ugly duckling. Like, yeah. Once she get her braces off, she might be something. You know what I'm saying? She had the bunky. You know what I'm saying? She had the mean goddamn knock-kneed and pigeon-toed. That's the only thing. She walked kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she had a mean bunky. Yeah. She had a nice little, like, tight body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it was like, she was not, like, everybody used to crack on her. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I used to fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I like her. Like, you know what I'm saying? She cool. So I'm not into, it don't gotta be, you gotta look good. Oh, you gotta be bad. Nah, it's like, you gotta have something about you. And like, she just make me laugh every day. So I just like her for that. Like, the fact that she can make you laugh.
Because
like,
people gotta understand, the glow up happens later in life. So people don't be understanding that. When they're in middle school, right, high school. Come on, that was me in high school. Middle school, every school. Like, I was always getting joked on, bullied on. And now we know that this was what happened. Later, like, and them same dusty people be in my inbox talking about, hey, probably. And I'll be like, bye.
likewise.
But it's fine though. I definitely got a catfish. Like, I'm not even gonna tell my catfish story because it actually went to the point where I actually emailed the store, like the show Catfish, and had them reach
Word,
out
now,
to him.
I've gotta hear
and
that.
They reached out to me and everything, and they were like, hey, Jasmine, this is such and such from Catfish. And I was like, oh shit, y'all really contacting me. I was dead as though. I was like, listen, y'all don't even gotta meet him. I just need y'all to find him and take a picture and just send it to me. And that's all I need at this point. Like, I will be sufficient in life if you do that for me, because I talked to this man heavy for like almost 2 years. Damn. And never got to see him. He sent flowers to my house. Like, we would argue, like me and Don argue, like, we would argue like that. And I'm like 14, 15, 16. I'm like 15, 16 at this point. He's like 18, 19. So he's saying this is why he's not coming to see me. This man probably 30 something years old. And like, for all I know, we talking about sex on the phone. We doing all these things. Like, I'm just so disgusting. I was fast. And I was just, but I wasn't out there doing nothing, y'all. I didn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. I was just on the phone doing stuff. On the phone talking about stuff. But that was it. And I never, ever, ever to this day got to see him. Never. Yes, please check your kids. Yeah, check what they on. Check what they on, because this little websites, these little, you know, cartoon websites, you don't be knowing. They be doing sexual stuff on there, because it was a little, couple little anime. But listen, I was just curious as a child, so I was just looking into things, and I could always figure out the password on the TV to find
kids
the dirty channels. So it's like, listen,
we doing the same thing.
You
like,
know, I was curious,
like,
children. That's all it was. It was harmless. I didn't do anything. I didn't lose my virginity until I was like 19. So we good. So. I'm just saying, I never, still to this day, never saw this man, and it irks my nerves just because I just want to know. I just want to know if you were the person that you say you were, which I'm sure you weren't, because you fought so hard for me to not see you. He swear he had no phone, didn't have a camera on it. I'm like, sir, I'm younger than you, and my phone has a camera on it, so I know you have one. Like, he had no video, no, he saw me. I sent him a video of me, but I never saw him. Nothing. I was just like, this is what I look like. Da, da, da. And that was it. And never saw him. Not once. to this day. And I'm just like, F that dude. And then the catfish people, they said he answered the phone, but then once they said who they was, he was like, no, I gotta go. And they couldn't get in touch with him no more after that. So I was like, okay, it's all good.
That's crazy.
It's all good. Whoever you are out there, F you. Whoever you are out there, that was even your real name. His name was Carlos Jackson.
I'm glad you never met him.
His name was Carlos Jackson. Don't ever. Yeah.
That man was.
If you out there listening,
predator.
F you. And I mean that.
Where did he live? He lived close to you?
Okay. Who knows? He said he saw me one time. And like, he's like, I saw you out with your grandma one time. And I was like, what? What? Yeah. He said he saw me. But I was like, but you didn't think to come talk to me? Because he said I was already in my truck. I was with my uncle and we were going somewhere. What? Like, somebody that you talk to every day, every minute, and you didn't think to come find me and say, hey? Like, but I was young and naive then. I didn't think about it now that. Okay, that was really weird. Like, that was really weird. And but then it was perfectly normal to be. I was like, oh, it makes sense. No, it did not. So, ladies, please.
Man, watch yourself. It makes sense when somebody tell you something when you like in love with them.
Yes, everything made sense. I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's cool that he don't, you know, come around. It's okay. Even when I'm having full blown arguments with him, somebody
talking
never
about
saw.
What? At 14.
What were you
saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Good question. What was he arguing? I don't even remember what was arguing, but I just remember we were.
Exactly. What the fuck?
He would get mad that I would, like, go do things, I think. Like, he would be mad that I was like, oh, I'm going to, like, a dance or something like that. Oh. And it's like, what are you going to a dance for? And da da da. And would literally cuss me out. And I would be like, literally,
cuss,
would
you
cuss
out, like,
me
use
out.
Cuss words.
Like, you would be in a fucking thot. And all of a sudden, you'd be in a fucking hoe. And all of a sudden, like, all these different things. Like, you just trying to be out here shaking your ass in front of dudes and stuff. Like, will make me feel bad for wanting to go. And I was like,
he was toxic. He wasn't even around. Was like, toxic masculinity.
So, did you actually, like, not go to a dance because of what?
One time I didn't go because I was too busy arguing with him the whole night. No, it was crazy. It was like, that was the type
it's hard to control bitches in person.
I'm being controlled by an imaginary nigga. Imaginary nigga.
Yo.
Yo, listen, I grew up different. Listen.
Wow.
That's what happens when girls grow up and they bully and they don't really get no male attention like that. They end up in catfish toxic-ass situations with people they don't even know.
That's what insecurities do to you. That's insecurity.
Calling my daughter.
Call her and tell her.
Doing, baby?
Whatever little Johnny talking to you about at school, just, you know, be nice to him and, you know, have some conversation. Because if I would have had real male interaction, I'm pretty sure I never would have ended up dating a random person I did not know. So, I'm just saying.
Tell your truth, girl.
I'm just saying. You know, I had to learn a lot in life. You know.
I got a boyfriend. He just don't live around here.
Yeah. I literally would say that. Like, I have a boyfriend, yeah. He lives here, but I just don't see him that much.
All the other girls probably used to talk about you behind your back.
They was confused. They were just really confused.
She got a boyfriend. I've never seen him.
And then so confused.
You probably called him one time, like, listen, talk to him.
Right. Say so. I did. Most of the times. I was like, this is him, yes. And he's like, hey, ladies, how's it going? Like, he would literally talk to them. It's just, he literally
He talked to my cousin.
He talked to everybody in my family. Like, he knew these people, but didn't know them. It was so crazy.
Here you go. It's Charles.
Never again, y'all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, y'all out there, man.
Whoa.
These internet relationships, man. Don't trust.
Interesting life.
Be careful out there.
Yes, be careful out there.
I thought I got catfished another time, but she turned out to be who she was, so. But it was an online.
I ain't never catfished.
Started
nobody.
From a relationship. Yeah. Like, started from an online conversation that led into a relationship. But she was really the person who was.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's what the people need to be. Like, I don't understand why people are here faking. But people really are still doing that today. So, you know, just watch yourself out there. You know, watch yourself, people. Be careful. Sure. And next week, for sure, we're going to start our matchmaking thing.
Are you starting next week?
We're gonna start.
We gotta brainstorm the week after next then.
But next week we'll send us actually I'm gonna post the, you know, send us your questions that you want answered by the his and hers duo. And we'll have a guest as well to weigh in on some things. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, I wanna get on this bonnet thing.
You want to get on what?
This bonnet thing everybody talking about.
Oh, gosh, yes. We should have, we'll actually definitely have someone to talk about, like, that, too.
But I feel like...
It's about,
I don't know,
the,
what you think about it?
It's a lot.
It's too much to have, right?
It's a lot. Because I know his point, his side, it's going to be like, it's a deeper side to it. So because we're like running low on time, like it's going to be a thing where we're going to touch on that next time for sure. Right. That, and an interesting question that came across the table to me as well. Do you think shacking up is necessary before getting married? So we're going to touch on that too next week, because that was a really interesting thing. For religious reasons, non-religious reasons as well.
I think it's about, especially in today's time, I feel like I see why the term shacking up, and where they get, why you would get that is the wrong thing to do from religious reasons. But I feel like in today's time, it's almost necessary, because back then, the people in the house, we were going deep, and I could expound on it a little better, but...
Okay.
Back then, women were groomed to be wives. Now they're not. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like there's a different dynamic of the type of relationship that one can expect when they're in a relationship. So now, because now we don't know what to expect. So you gotta be that close to a person to know what you're expected to get in a marriage. Because women aren't groomed to be wives now.
Hey, men aren't groomed to be husbands out here.
Not facts. Yeah.
So we're going to make sure.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, because the thing about a husband was to provide. That was always
a
thing.
A lot of men ain't groomed to provide.
Get a good profession and provide. Like, but you could tell that by meeting a person. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could tell if a man has provisions by meeting him. That's the first. Yeah. These are the first things you're asking. This is the first date question. Right. What do you do?
But a lot
so
of
now that's. I'm just saying, like, based on just...
I get that. But it's like, a lot of things that I was seeing in the comments about it was that, you know, it's more so, oh, you don't really know that person's habits. You don't know this, you don't know that, and stuff like that. You want to see if this person's going to aggravate the shit out of you before, you know, you might... Something that might lead to divorce, like little pet peeves and things like that, they may lead to divorce, so you need to find these things out early.
I don't think
so
a pet
we're going
to
we're going to dive, you know, deeper into that for sure. Next
if
week.
A
like
pet
I said,
peeve
that
leads
a really
to a divorce,
deep.
You a petty mother.
Hey, I've seen it. Like, I've seen divorce court where this guy was divorcing his wife because she had too much gas. Like, she literally had too much gas.
Saying, he petty.
And
can I say that?
It's not petty. It could be something that really aggravates.
No, you back it. So you, that's petty. So, you're divorcing her because she had gas?
He was dead ass. He was like, she got too much gas. I'm tired of her fart. I'm tired of her
but,
like, I'm tired of everything.
What, all I'm saying is, right, all I'm saying is,
and she, all she could do was laugh.
Over petty things. You're shallow and insecure and a petty
but
person.
That's something he maybe should have found out in the beginning before he started. You can find out some of this stuff by staying overnight for at least a week at somebody else. Like, if you can't figure this out within that time frame, they're really good at hiding themselves. So, ladies, when you're staying over, don't hide yourselves. Wipe your makeup off and show them what they're getting. Take them wigs off and show them what they're getting. So that way it ain't no surprises later. Thank you. And men, take them toupees off and unspray your beards so we know what we're getting. Like, unspray the hairlines and wipe off the topics so we know what we're getting. We don't need no surprises. Wipe off your airbrushed abs and we'll take off our eyelashes and our eyebrows and you'll know exactly what you're getting. Don't bring nothing false to the table and
but
you don't worry about it.
But all right, so you took it from the physical standpoint, and I'm going to even...
Because I've heard a lot of divorce with that too.
And I'm
gonna
take it a little further.
Oh, but we're gonna do that next week.
I'm gonna take it a little further about what it is like to, you gotta strip away all those things. Like, she's saying, yo, literally strip naked and stand in front of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm saying, you have to do that with your emotions and your vulnerabilities too. Like,
that's true.
That's the only way a relationship works. You
that's
can't
true.
Be hiding those things as well. Those are things people hide too. You may on the outside look beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men and women, but on the inside, be fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and all those things are things that you have to strip away to be in a relationship, period. Like, to be in any relationship. There's some things, like, sometimes when you have business relationship, you got to be able to be vulnerable and be to show strength or to show to guide or to, you know what I'm saying? Like, to lead and to teach. Like, you have to do all those things. So,
right.
That goes hand in hand. Like, you can't be, like, it's not only, like, people like to say toxic masculinity, but there's toxic other behaviors too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, toxic insecurities. There's toxic, like you could run away with an idea. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, like have a false reality really in their head. There's some people out here that really don't even know who they are, so they don't even know what they're seeing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so everything they see looks away because they don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And they, because they feel away on the inside, everything they look at from anybody feels like it's an attack.
Right. And that's something that's deeper that we got to go into a whole different thing.
That's a whole other thing. So, you know what I'm saying? But that's the first thing in relationships. That's the first thing I'm going after. I don't lead with, oh, you look good or you da da da. I try to get to know who you are here and here first. And then if that looks like something I can deal with, then I'll go. But if it don't, then I'll be like,
As everyone should, everybody make sure you're digging deep, finding out what you need to know. And we're going to tap into all of that next week for sure. And you happy to be back?
I'm happy to be back.
All you're right.
Happy to be back.
Yes.
This is season two, baby.
Season two.
Y'all see the new setup?
Stop. Listen, this is what I had to do with all
the time. Playing. So. Nah, but this has been another episode.
Yes.
First episode of season two.
Boom.
And of His and Hers. It's your boy Nikon Don.
It's Jasmine Trini.
This is Powered by New Mainstream. Make sure y'all go download that app.
And make sure you follow us on the gram at Nikon Don at Jasmine Trini.
Yeah. Boom. You can follow me anywhere at Nikon Don. Google it. No, I'm
done.